listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
Welcome to the Supercoach Show. Today I have the one and only Lincoln Kemmerer, and he is a superstar online coach. He's jacked AF, great shape. He's got an awesome life and a great personality, and I've had the great joy of coaching and working for him. We've become friends in the past few months, and he's had this amazing upward spiral with his business, and today he's nice enough to share what has worked for him, what are his success habits, and really just a new way of inspiring you into action, learning a thing or two about scaling your online coaching business. So first and foremost, Lincoln, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I would love to know, what is like your top quote or mantra that gets you going?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love Bruce Lee. He's always got me going. I like his one quote, absorb what is useful and disregard what is useless, you know?
Yes.
Add your own to that.
That's so true, man. Bruce Lee, wise man. And I would say that his quotes are timeless. You know, he still is inspiring people, even though he's dead for like 40 years, more than that. But what I love about that quote is like it really applies to building an online business as well, because there's millions of ways to go about this. There's low ticket, high tickets, hiring VAs, doing it yourself. But regardless of the fact, it's like you're learning from different mentors, different books, different videos, podcasts. And it's like really take what aligns with you and discard what is totally, you know, not aligned to your wavelength.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Yes. So before we get started, man, I just got to give you a massive compliment because you definitely have physique goals. You know, I've been into fitness and bodybuilding for 20 years. Unfortunately, breaking my leg 7 months ago screwed up my plans. But I look at you for inspiration, and the people that are listening, go check out Lincoln's page. I'll give it to you at the end. He's definitely an inspiration with his fitness videos and nutrition, and obviously his hard work, you know, because you can't build an impressive physique without putting in the work.
Appreciate that, man. I'm always always trying to better myself and think of, you know, new ways, just, you know, step out and explore different ways that I can better my physique and better myself. So
yes,
especially with my type 1 diabetes.
Yes. And that's one of the greatest thing. And I say it all the time. The riches are in the niches. And I would love for you to share your specific niche and how you differentiate yourself from all the other online coaches.
Right. So I would say, you know, in regards to my niche, I was stepping into helping, you know, people with diabetes. However, you know, after exploring that niche, I really saw that, you know, having more medical support with that niche would work better. I've been working on getting my mom on board. She's a nurse practitioner to help me with that aspect. But she's very busy with her, you know, occupation as of right now. So I took a step back from that, and I've been helping, you know, busy dads who are looking to turn flab into fab. So that's my solid niche right now. I've been honing in on that and full laser focus on really, exploring that niche, you know, interviewing dads, you know, just trying to, you know, explore what's making it things most difficult for them to live the daily life as a dad, you know, trying to balance, exercise and nutrition and all that, because we all know being a father is like a whole nother level. It's crazy.
I love that. You know, because when I think about, let's say, the top three online fitness niches, it would be busy moms, busy dads, and entrepreneurs. So the busy dad is a phenomenal market. And you just said it best. You want to understand the fears, the frustrations, dreams, and aspirations of your ideal dad client. You know, when you have a specific avatar in mind, a dad, let's say age, you know, 30 to 50, and you have the personality traits. And then you just think about, like, you know, most dads don't have a lot of time. You know, they typically work full time, then they have a family, then it's balancing the gym. And then you know, the wife is making macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets, and you're supposed to, you know, follow a plan. So, I mean, there's so much challenges with that. You know, I myself, I'm not a dad, but I can imagine my life is really, really busy, and how much more busy it would be having children.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. So I would love for you to share, you know, if you could take us back, Lincoln, you know, how was your life before you went online, you know?
Right, right.
Give us a breakdown of that, your schedule and everything.
Right. So before I started working online, you know, I was working the personal training gig, right? Trading, you know, time for dollars and just really getting burnt out, you know? I really wanted to help people, but at the same time, I wanted to be able to live a more flexible lifestyle and, you know, just be able to work from home and, you know, spend more time with my family, do the things that I really love. So stepping into the online business has allowed me to do all that, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was tough at first. It was really tough.
Man, trust me. I was a personal trainer for 10 years. And getting up at 5 a.m. every morning, even Saturday and Sunday, you know, tired out of my mind, making myself get to the gym to train a client, having back-to-back clients, not having any time for my meals, for my own training. Man, it was, I had no room to breathe, you know. And then by the time I got home, I was exhausted. And then I had to focus on emails and customer service and collecting money. So, man, it was brutal, you know. And the other thing was that for 10 years, I did not take a single vacation. You know, I didn't leave work, essentially. It was burning me out because, you know, at that point, I was making money. But at the same time, it was just a place of if I didn't work, I didn't make any money. So that was the worst feeling. Or getting sick. You know, it's like canceling on all your clients. Or, you know, obviously this pandemic, holy smokes. You know, people obviously can't come for 3-4 months. It's a lot of money.
Right. And the biggest thing for me, you know, these box gyms, right? They just pull all the money out of your pocket. It's crazy.
Yes.
And then you look at the small amount you're left with. You're like, what? I'm worth so much more than this.
Yeah.
And I knew I was. I knew I could provide so much more value for my clients, you know, and just live a better lifestyle overall. So that's what I was really looking for.
Yeah, no, I worked at a corporate gym the first year of personal training, and it was the worst system ever because, you know, they essentially just want to make as much money as possible. They don't really care as much as the quality of life and money for the trainers. So they're hiring as many trainers as possible because even if you have one client, you're adding to their bottom line, then you get the check and it's like 80% of it's gone.
Right, right. It's crazy.
Yes. And I would love to hear because a lot of people that are making that transition, you know, they're zero experience online. They want to develop an online business. So please share that experience of, like, let's say starting out online, you know, marketing yourself, closing the first sale, that journey.
Right. So I would say at first, you know, before I stepped into the mentorship, I didn't have a set direction for myself, especially with the programs, how to implement everything. You know, so the mentorship really opened up my mind to exploring different opportunities, right? So for me, starting out, I would say that was the hardest thing for me. And I just needed more direction with where I wanted to take my business and honing in on a niche, right? So for me, I would say the biggest breakthrough would be the video series, right?
Yes.
That's honestly, like, I would have never thought about doing that myself. So having someone to mentor me and, you know, help me kind of step off the cliff a little bit and do something that I wasn't used to doing, that was awesome. So I would say I did have fear at first with how people were going to judge me of, you know, what I was talking about or what I was doing. And finally, I was just like, screw it. Like, you either like me or you don't. You either follow what I'm doing or you don't. Like, you just got to be yourself, you know? And you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have people who don't agree with what you're going for or what your end goal is. But you just got to stay on track with your vision and, you know, stay in your lane. So, and that's what I've been trying to do this whole time. And sometimes you have to take a step back. It does get overwhelming, right? Sometimes you have to take a step back and just look at the end goal, you know? So,
yeah, no, I love that. And you did a great job. You know, why you're successful is because you're an action taker. You take massive action. And that was one of the first things I had you do, you know, a series of videos every single day following a specific script. And it's not easy, you know, because most people are not posting a video every single day. And the script had some challenging topics to talk about, very vulnerable stuff. And at the same time, you're putting yourself out there. Thousands of people are watching you, judging you, critiquing you, and then you do it regardless, you know. And from there, it's the best data, because when you're putting out that much video content, you know, you're getting people that are raising their hands, commenting, sharing, engaging, and you start to really see. And I think you had a brilliant element of, you know, you started off with a specific niche, which was, you know, specifically diabetes. You test it out, you tweak it, and then you pivot, you know, because when you're putting out content, you're literally testing the market. So maybe someone is starting and they're saying, you know, I love working with moms. That's my ideal client. I want to be a busy mom online coach. They put out a ton of content and it's like crickets. They put out offers that it's not working out to where they want. So then you pivot, you know? So testing a niche is better than not having a niche. And I always say, you know, an inch of action goes way farther than a mile of thinking. And there's so much people that are literally thinking, I want the perfect niche. I don't know what my niche is. What's my target market? But they're not even testing it. You know, if you literally 10 niches in 1 month, you'll find out your niche very quickly.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, it just comes down to taking action. You're right.
That's yes.
The thing. Like, whether it's positive or negative action, you know, it's better than nothing. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And speaking of action, one thing I want to give you a lot of credit for is that you are a powerful implementer, you know, because I would share certain strategies and it was amazing how quickly you would implement it, you know, because it's the same strategies I would share with other people and they would think about it and they would hesitate or fears would come up. And one thing you did remarkably well, which really inspired me, was hiring virtual assistants, you know. And I always say that we all have an amazing superpower. So you have this innate gift that only you could do. It gives you energy the more that you do it. Could be creating videos, coaching your clients, designing programs, even training yourself. You know, I think even training ourselves and sculpting our physique is a superpower because it's a marketing tool. And at the same time, it gives us more energy. It gives us more confidence. So it's like if you could spend more time in your superpower doing superpower activities, your business grows so much faster and you really enjoy the process, you know. And then the things that make you tired, you outsource, eliminate, or automate. And, you know, I gave Lincoln a really powerful strategy on finding virtual assistants, and literally within a week he hired someone, and then he hired someone else. And, you know, I want to kind of share your story, because that's the thing that people are scared of. I'm so scared to spend money, I can't afford to hire someone. You cannot afford to hire to not hire one, because each person you hired is an asset.
Exactly. You know, you really have to look at the ROI, right? That's the main thing. And, you know, when you gave me that resource, that was huge, right? Because I had outsourced before, but I didn't get nearly as good as a deal as what I got from that, you know, the onlinejobs.ph. So once I explored that option, you know, it really helped me, because, I don't know if you remember me telling you, I used to be a recruiter, at a company. So I learned a lot about recruiting and what to look for, you know, what red flags to pull out, all that good stuff. So that really allowed me to pick out some solid, quality candidates.
Yes, yes, yes. And the thing is, I'll be happy to share with anyone listening right now, because, you know, the same process I told Lincoln, I could share with you. It's a specific resource, a site on how to get someone, but it's literally a step-by-step process of hiring. And, you know, as an example, with the great thing about this resource is you're hiring people overseas, you know, and I would love to share, like, what are you paying them per hour so people have an idea?
Right, right. So it varies. You know, the cheapest one I brought on was around $1.70 an hour, right? And she's still on board, you know, doing reach outs, direct messaging, personal messaging, you know, booking calls. However, I do set goals for, you know, my team, right? Weekly, monthly goals. And, you know, I'm going to be doing monthly check-ins to make sure that they're staying on track. And if they're not, you know, I'm going to check in with them and ask like what I can do to help them, right, succeed. Because at the end of the day, time is money, right? So I just want to make sure that I'm helping them in any way possible. And if I'm not, like if they're not succeeding, you know, it's either something I'm doing or maybe something I'm not messaging correctly. So that's been the biggest thing. Besides that, it's been a great experience.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, like anything, you know, like you're basically buying back your time for pennies on the dollar, you know, because you said right now $1.70, you know. So let's say someone says, I cannot afford to hire a virtual assistant. Okay, so 10 hours a week, $17 a week. Don't drink Starbucks for a week. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's little things you could sacrifice if you really can't afford it. But those 10 hours are 10 hours that are massively growing your business. And I always say, like, you know, the top three hires that I would recommend is someone who does a direct outreach, right? So helping you to message people and DM them, or people that are liking, commenting your videos, developing relationships with them, friendships with them, you know, even when your own clients, customer service. Okay. So direct outreach, that's a massive moneymaker. Like if you literally have someone for 10 hours a week generating 100 new potential leads, imagine how much money that's going to make you. That's going to, you know, eventually 10x the investment, right? Another person is customer service and technology. So I am a technical dunce, even though I've had an online business for, you know, 14 years. Like I suck at the technology, the websites, the landing pages, the email automations. Yeah. You know, I barely get this Zoom thing to work, man. It's like, why am I going to spend hours and hours watching tutorials and videos? I have a superstar named SJ and she's a technical whiz. You know, she does all of my websites. I see a Facebook ad for an amazing website or a landing page. And I say, SJ, please model this. Don't copy it, but model this style. I go to sleep. I wake up. The whole thing is done. You know, my slow ass, it'll take me literally, you know, 20 hours sitting behind a computer learning and even making it uglier. So she does it in 2 hours. And it's like, that's one example. And like, you know, a video editing, right? Adding captions, the list goes on. Developing an autoresponder series. She's even now setting up my Facebook and YouTube ads and running them and managing them. You know, people would pay $40,000, $50,000 a year for this type of employee, and you could literally pay them, you know, a few hundred a month. So it's incredible the value you get.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. And like, what would you say are like your favorite activities in the business?
My favorite activities in the business? I would say my main thing is I love just helping people get better results, right? Just,
yeah,
you know, like putting the progress picture side by side, like, wow, I did that. You know, that's amazing. I love that. And just, you know, being able to hear the person, you know, just rant and talk about how you've changed their life and you've been able to help them, and thanking you, like that's the biggest thing. So, you know, I like that. I also enjoy, I wouldn't say I enjoy it, but I like the programming aspect, you know,
helping
people, you know, reach their goals with the programming. So I use Trainerize for, you know, for my app service.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of great ones. PT Distinction, Trainerize. I mean, there's numerous good ones. Obviously, depending on your niche, your target market, and what style of programming you do. I always recommend people to do a trial with various ones and see which one you love the most, which one's the most user-friendly, and obviously which one allows you to focus on your superpower and is aligned to your philosophy.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, what you did is very smart, is focusing on the high leverage activities, the things you really cannot outsource, you know, because to have someone do the programming, it costs a lot of money for someone to literally do videos and copywriting, the content creation, it costs a lot of money. You know, obviously the coaching element. So the point I'm saying is, like, there's a lot of low leverage tasks and a lot of people you could hire for $1, $3 an hour that will literally do the customer service, the messaging, even sales calls, right? So I have two different businesses with two different salespeople. So I used to love doing sales and I sold, you know, thousands of hours of in-person and online sales. But at a certain amount of time, I realized that it wasn't a high leverage activity. So if I could hire salespeople and people that are overseas that can literally take sales calls for me 4 or 5 hours a day of calls, that frees up my time to do higher leverage things. And the more salespeople you have, the more income you make, because, you know, we look at a business having the three elements. You have the marketing, the lead generation, the sales, the conversion of those leads, and then the delivery of the service, right? Being able to fulfill on those programs and that coaching. And if you think about eventually hiring people for those three areas, someone to run ads for you and generate leads, someone to be on 5 to 8 hours of sales calls a day, closing sales for you while you're vacationing, working out, spending time with your family, programming, coaching, you know, then eventually as you grow your business to have coaches working under you to help deliver results. I mean, that's really the foundation of a $1 million online business.
Yeah, right. And then also the social media manager too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would love to share what the social media manager does for you.
Right. So my social media manager, I have him working with Hootsuite.
Yes.
So, you know, that allows me to view all the analytics of my social media platforms. You know, right now we're just focusing on Instagram and Facebook right now, and we're still working with organic, you know, organic reach. So I brought him on about a month ago and things are going well. Everything's going in the right direction. So he's helping me with content creation, research, right? So I gave him the tasks of making sure that he is doing research to find out what my niche really needs, what they see, right?
Nice.
What really gets the person to take action, right? So I have him exploring different websites, you know, thinking outside the box to really create solid content to help get people to take action.
I love that. That's so powerful, you know? Mm-hmm. And you keep it simple. You're focused on Facebook and Instagram. You have obviously someone helping in social media with the posting, the analytics, the engagement, and the research. That is everything. You know, I myself, I found like the best way to understand your target market is to spend 10 hours a week speaking to them, whether that's 10 hours of sales calls, 10 hours of coaching, or even 10 hours of interviewing. So when I was first starting out, I would just make posts on my social media and say, hey, I'm giving free coaching sessions. You will not be sold anything. I just want to ask you some questions and get more clear about your frustrations and struggles. And you're right. Your example, you'll easily find a bunch of dads, right? You go to Facebook groups with dads. You go to Instagram hashtag dad bod, dad fitness, fit dad. And all of a sudden, all these dads' profiles come up. Right. You add them as a friend, as a follower. You develop an organic conversation. And then you put out a simple post that you're looking for five dads to interview, right? You could even just literally tell them straight up, like, I want to be able to help you as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to hop on a quick phone call to take some simple questions? You know, a lot of people are into it, especially if – I'm sorry?
I even did it with my brother-in-law.
That's, man, if you have dads in your household, in your family, that's it. That's perfect, you know? And whatever they say word for word, that is like your ideal marketing because you want to say it like they say it. So I would love to hear what is like a common struggle of a dad?
Time.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe they use the languaging in a certain way.
Yeah.
That is how you want to discuss the time issue, you know, because as a fitness professional, you're going to talk about time management differently than a busy dad with kids and a career. And at the same time, I found like a lot of dads that I've spoken to and coached, they kind of feel like when they were younger, it was like the glory days. You know, reminds me of Al Bundy, Married with Children. You know, he's just famous talking about the old days at Polk High School. He scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game. So a lot of guys had this athletic background, and then they kind of lost it. And it's like you're helping them get back to that.
Right, right. Absolutely. And the biggest thing was, like, you know, a lot of dads, they try to act like they're still in that young body, right? With ego. And I'm like, dude, just put the ego aside, you know. We can still get you there, right? It may not be the same way that you did back then, right, when you're in your top shape, but we can still get you there, right?
The best thing is, you know, like a guy like you, you're jacked and you're ripped, and then you'll get someone to say, you know, when I was younger, I used to look like you. You know, they're currently like 350 pounds with man boobs and a big ass belly. And I'm like, I would love to see a picture of you looking like me, you know, or I used to bench 300 pounds, 20 reps when I was your age.
Yeah. But that's so true. That's funny.
So being a massive action taker, what is like your daily routine to get so much done? If you wanted to share, like, what you do in the morning, afternoon, evening?
Yeah. So, to be honest, I used to not really have a set routine, until I got into the mentorship, and, you know, I really liked the stretching, the morning stretching ritual, right? Taking 5 to 10 minutes to stretch, put your phone on airplane mode, step away, and just, you know, get ready for the day. So doing a stretching routine has really helped me. You know, and that's it, to be honest, setting a goal list for the day. And just,
sorry, the goal list, do you write it with hand or do you have it in your phone?
I write it.
Okay, great. So do you have a journal? Like where do you write everything into?
Yeah, I have a journal. It's actually
perfect.
Right next to me, right here. So
yes. Shout out to having a journal, because I would say the journal is the biggest part of my positive daily routine. I have had a journal since 2006. Actually, I had a near-death experience that I was pronounced dead, put in a coma for 7 days. When I woke up from that, I said, I'm going to journal my life because I don't know when I'm going to die again. And ever since the day, 2006, April 2006, I've not missed a single day. And it's the best habit ever. And just like you, I'm writing my intentions and goals for the day, my wins, what I'm grateful for, and I'm literally recording everything, because I'm like super meticulous with my nutrition, structuring it, my workouts, my weights, because it's so good to have that data. One of the best ways to know you're progressing is to look at the journal, whether it's from 1 week, 1 month. It's insane looking at 1 year in the past, the changes, the goals, the mindset. It's like you grow so much and you never realize it until you read.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And also, they say that there is a powerful connection between the thumb and the brain. So when you handwrite something, it goes deeper into your subconscious.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, for me, like, my goal was always to be a millionaire. I grew up very poor. I came to this country as an immigrant. I was a year old. My parents, they were just living in poverty. So growing up, I had a lot of money issues. It was like 6 of us living in a 1-bedroom apartment. It was a really tough life being on welfare, public assistance. So I said, you know, I want the American dream. I want to be a millionaire. And I feel, I swear, writing in my journal over time, many, many times, kind of like Bart Simpson on the chalkboard, yeah. I am a million-dollar coach. I am a million-dollar coach. I earn 7 figures in my online coaching business. I transform lives. I inspire into action. I'll just write this down over and over and over again. And I swear it shifted my subconscious mind that I started to change my behavior. I got more confident. I started selling bigger packages, earning more money. And, you know, I really feel that there is a mind-body connection when you're writing things down.
Right. Yeah, that's super important right now with, you know, all the negativity going on in the world.
Oh, yes. And speaking of that, I don't watch the news. You know, and I'm curious if you watch the news.
don't.
Yes. Because why? It's like that's literally programming, right? TV program programming you towards negativity. And it's so funny because we're on social media and anything that big that happens, it shows up on our news feed. So you didn't have to watch the news.
Right, right. Yeah. It's crazy.
And another important question is sleep. You know, how many hours of sleep do you get a night?
Around 7.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yep. So I used to, fun fact. So I have sleep apnea. I used to
snore
really bad. So I got a CPAP machine. And that was a life-changing experience. Let me tell you, like, I sleep so much better now.
This is a big breakthrough. I'm glad you're sharing this
because
I'm thinking about getting a CPAP machine because I think I have sleep apnea as well.
Yeah.
And I've been waking up very lethargic and just out of it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not breathing properly. So I would love to hear, like, how much that CPAP machine changed your life.
Oh, it was a complete 180. Like, you know, going to do the sleep study. When I went in after the sleep study, you know, they said, yeah, you have severe sleep apnea.
Wow.
And I wasn't getting in that REM cycle at all, right? Which is the most important part. so, yeah, it was a complete 180 experience. I wake up now feeling fully rested. And let me tell you, like, the days I don't use it or if I spend the night somewhere and I don't have it, like, I freak out.
Because
I feel like crap the next day.
Damn, that's great. Thank you. That inspired me. Maybe someone else that's watching, you know, because I have this thing. It's called the Aura Ring. I've been using it for 2 years now. But it's a sleep tracker. And sleep is super important for me. And unfortunately, my sleep patterns are kind of weird. You know, I've been waking up super early lately, like 5 a.m., but I'm only sleeping like 4 to 5 hours on average. But one thing that helps me is taking naps. I'm a big believer in naps.
Yeah.
I'll take a nap in the middle of the day, whether it's 20 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes if I need it. But my REM and deep sleep is erratic. Some days I'll get very little. Some days I get 2 hours. And I'm always tracking everything, taking magnesium and not having caffeine after 9 a.m. or doing certain things. But I have a feeling that the CPAP machine is, I think I'm going to do a sleep study, just like you mentioned, I think, because I would love for you to even explain some of the science behind the CPAP, because anyone could be listening and realizing that maybe they're not at their ideal.
Okay. So with the CPAP machine, you mean like how it works?
Yes. How it helps. Yes. How it works. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So basically, you know, it's a machine and it's programmed to pick up on your sleeping rhythm, right?
Okay.
So it's programmed differently for everyone, you know. So the first like couple months I was using it, it has Wi-Fi capability, and the first 2 or 3 weeks it was tough getting used to the mask, and I'd pull it off, right? So I'd wake up in the morning with a voicemail on my phone. They would call me and say, hey, we noticed that, you know, you woke up and you didn't da-da-da. It was crazy.
Wow.
You know, having someone to call you and tell you, hey, you're not sleeping enough. like I said, it's different for everybody. It adjusts accordingly to your body. And it literally it shoves oxygen down your throat. So like with sleep apnea, you stop breathing, right, throughout the night. So you put the mask on and it just shoves oxygen down your throat to keep your airway and your passages expanding.
So wow.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, we all know the importance of oxygen and just getting more oxygen into your body.
Yeah.
One thing I started doing a lot crazy, actually started this like 2 years ago, but it's one of the most consistent habits that had the biggest difference, and is doing breath work. So there's different types of breath work, Wim Hof breathing. If you literally Google breath work on YouTube, they have videos that have guided breath works. And there's this one DMT breathing technique, and it's like a 9-minute routine that I do it every single day. And it just makes me feel superhuman because it's forcing me to put so much oxygen inside my body. And I just eliminated a lot of the CO2. And obviously with the CPAP machine, you're doing that for 7 to 8 hours a night, but even doing 10 minutes of extreme breath work, it changes the game.
And I mean, for you right now, that's one of the most important things, especially going through your recovery, making sure that, you know, you're getting that natural HGH going.
Yes. I
mean, that's the most important time to get it. So
that's true. Growth hormone is key. Yeah. And you're right. It's like optimizing sleep to increase the growth hormone secretion.
Yep. Yep. For sure.
And I would love for you to give a piece of advice for people, you know, because I have no doubt in my mind that you're on the path of being a million-dollar, multi-million-dollar coach, you know, just working with, you know, over 1,000 people since I started coaching people. It's like seeing you and your growth and how much action you're taking, how quickly you're building a team, all of this stuff. So you're growing very quick. You're in a lot of momentum. Momentum is a great place to be. And I would love for you to give a piece of advice for people listening, because right now someone is in the three phases of business. They're maybe at the startup and they're at a place of barely making it. They're not even making their first 1,000, 2,000 online, or they're, you know, in a place of momentum. You know, they're on the path to six figures, high months, low months, or they're at the highest level where less than 3% of businesses make $1 million or more, but they're on that seven figure road. They're focused on legacy, hiring a team, just having an advanced business. But your advice is going to be key for anyone in their different stages. So like, what advice do you have for people being in a place of high momentum?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing for me was sitting down and honestly asking myself what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, what I enjoy and what I don't enjoy, right? And whatever you're good at, you need to go all in with it. 100%, right? And just keep going with that. Stay laser focused on the things you're not good at. Outsource, right?
Yes.
Who can help you, who can do it for you, right? It's going to make your life so much easier. I mean, let's be real. We can't do it all. We're not robots. So, you know, that was the biggest thing that helped me, and just taking action, right? And that was the biggest thing that the mentorship and you really opened up my eyes to, just taking action and moving forward. And yeah, that's been huge.
I appreciate that. It's really powerful. And I'll agree with you with everything you say. And obviously the biggest thing is, you know, outsourcing. I think that was a major theme here, to delegate, eliminate, automate all the things that make you tired. Technology and low-cost virtual assistants make that possible. And like I said, if you guys are listening and you want to hire someone for $2 an hour, message me and I'll give you a resource and I'll help you out. You know, it's really simple. And again, you don't have to do it full time. 5 to 10 hours a week will start to bring in more income. It's an investment for your business. And then as you are freeing up your time, like you said, you're taking massive action. And I'm just like you. I love accountability, having mentorship, having a coach. So ever since I started my business, I've always had a coach or been a part of a mastermind. I've invested in myself in some way. And there were some times where I thought it was too cool for school and I took a break from investing. And every time I took a break, my income went down. And I just realized always having a coach, always having a mentor, being in a mastermind, a group of people, that accountability is so powerful, because most people know what to do, but they're in analysis paralysis. And when someone is, you know, lighting a fire up your ass and saying, dude, do this, you're slacking off. Do these three things, come back to me, then all of a sudden you're creating massive action.
Absolutely. Yes. I agree. 100%.
Yes. And the biggest thing is, like, obviously the balance, right? This is the final question I'm going to ask you, because like you said, we're not robots, right? You could become a workaholic and say, you know, screw my bodybuilding gains, screw eating. I'm just going to work all the time. I just want to be a millionaire, make a lot of money and just go, 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 take massive action. So I'd love to know, how do you balance it from taking massive action, but at the same time, focusing on your fitness, being in a great relationship, and taking time to have fun?
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're the machine of your business, right?
Yes.
Health as well. So you need to oil your machine. You need to make sure that you're taking the time to, you know, take care of your body also. I'm a big believer in that, right? Because if you're not healthy,
like, your business care
in the right direction.
Yes.
So yeah, that was another big thing that helped me, because there for a minute I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna take a step back from going to the gym and just really go in on focusing on my business well, I noticed that my health was going downhill. And I went for, you know, one of my endocrinology checkups, and I noticed my A1C was going up, right? So that just told me that, hey, you need to get your ass back in the gym and, you know, keep doing what you love doing, because you're not going to see your business grow, and you're not going to be able to help others unless you're helping yourself.
Great point. Great point, right? You can't help others unless you help yourself. Put on the oxygen mask first. And when you're at a 10 out of 10, then you could really operate at the highest level. Because I made a mistake, and I'm glad you didn't make this mistake, but I became a workaholic at a certain point. I was working out just one day a week at the gym. I was eating like complete shit. I was literally on my laptop 8 hours a day, and I was not going out during the weekends. I was doing monk mode, where for long weeks on end, I was just working 7 days a week, learning, studying, reading books, journaling, and it was just all about being productive. And man, that shit burned me out. I got sick. I screwed up my relationships. I went depressed. And then I learned my lesson that you need to have balance.
Absolutely. Balance is key. So,
yes. Sure. And most importantly, man, people love your vibe. They love the content you're sharing. If people want to connect with you, where could they go?
Yeah, you can check out my Instagram page at LinkXFit. You can also check out my Facebook page. Search me, Lincoln Kemmer. A direct message, personal message. And I'm always happy to connect with new people. So
yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you and how much value you're adding, you know, because you're literally sharing the inner workings, the secrets of your business, you know, and not a lot of people do that. So I appreciate your generosity and the abundance mindset. And Lincoln is mad cool. Like I said, add him on social media, follow him, message him, and just most importantly, let him know like what was the biggest breakthrough you got out of this, you know, because I think we're always learning from each other. I'm always learning from you. And again, a lot of times it's like by you taking action, I'm like, oh, wow, I know this. You know, I think one of the greatest insights is coaching someone, and you tell someone something you know, and you're like, yeah, I should be doing that too. And then you go do it and you make some money, and it's like, duh, you know? So it's a beautiful thing just being in the conversation.
100%, yeah. And I just want to thank you and your team for helping me, you know, to take my business to the next level.
Appreciate it. Yeah, anytime, man. You're kicking ass, taking names, and you're a massive action taker. So I'm excited to see you on this journey.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.